Good day, Australia. This is your most trusted news source, Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, reporting on this week's major developments in the insurance world. Let's dive right into our first story. In a significant ruling, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, has ordered QBE Insurance to honor a claim by a restaurant for an arson incident that happened on August 2nd of last year. This claim was initially denied by QBE, citing the director's failure to disclose his criminal history during the inception of the policy. However, the director argued that this omission was unintentional and even offered to pay additional premiums. AFCA then identified that QBE lacked proof of specific questions they asked during the application process. The takeaway from this is clear. Restaurant owners, you have to ensure you disclose all necessary information and maintain clear communication with your insurers to avoid such claim disputes, because ultimately, the insurer bears the responsibility to demonstrate any non-disclosure. Shifting gears now, let's head over to the financials. The Insurance Australia Group, or IAG, has reported a staggering 91% hike in net profit, reaching $778 million in just the first half of this fiscal year, thanks to some favorable weather. But in a twist, CEO Nick Hawkins warns us about a potential rise in insurance premiums, albeit at a slower pace. With the financial conditions already being tough around the country, rising insurance premiums could become a significant concern, especially for restaurant and cafe owners. Hawkins attributes the increase to escalating climate-related risks and more frequent natural disasters. His advice? Proactively manage your insurance, review policies regularly, implement risk mitigation strategies, and work closely with your insurance brokers. These strategies can help you better cope with the rising costs and offer your enterprise better protection. That wraps up this week's insurance news. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, reminding you to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for a full range of personal and business insurance services. Remember, stay informed and stay insured, and we'll weather these storms together.